welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday, the 28th of March, 2012. Hope you are having a delightful day. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KBOI, The Voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and simulcasting on KAPR, AM 930 in Douglas. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kboi.com, and we try to make it very easy for you to hear this program anywhere, anytime, by listening to buckmastershow.com. We have the show posted there, and we have it posted at TucsonSentinel.com and TucsonCitizen.com. Our lovely and talented producer, Rosemary Brandt, usually has the show posted to those three websites by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We are live Monday through Friday from noon to 1. We'll get things rolling on this Wednesday afternoon, talking about your health with Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes heads up the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. That's the program started by Dr. Andrew Weil. Then at the bottom of the hour, we'll spend a half an hour with Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry. Mr. Huckleberry is going to have some news for us concerning perhaps repairing the deplorable condition of our roads here in Pima County and all those potholes. We'll find out what Mr. Huckleberry has in mind. I know he addressed that issue today to the Pima County Board of Supervisors. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line, that live line number 790-2040. Also, you can email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. And as I announced yesterday, we're delighted that we hit the 2,000 friend mark yesterday on Facebook. Let's get things going now, talking about your health. Eating red meat, any amount and any type, appears to significantly increase the risk of premature death. That according to a long-range study which examined the eating habits and health of more than 110,000 adults for more than 20 years. Joining me in studio on the Buckmaster Show, our contributor on health, Dr. Victoria Mazes. She is the executive director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. She is also a professor of medicine, family and community medicine, and public health at the University of Arizona. She is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine, lectures worldwide to academic and community audiences on integrative medical education, women's health, healthy aging, nutrition, and cancer. She's also the co-author of Integrative Women's Health. Dr. Mazes, good to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's pick up on one of your specialty areas. I just said that you lecture to audiences all over the place about nutrition, and we're going to start today with this study about red meat. I'm not all that surprised about this study. We've been hearing red meat is really not good for you.
Yes, and I think that considering that we already have lots of data that we have increased risk of cancer, of heart disease, of diabetes when people eat red meat, it's not terribly surprising to learn that, in fact, people die more frequently if they are red meat eaters. There was a 13% greater chance of dying if you ate daily 3 ounces. And 3 ounces is about the size of a deck of cards, or if you look at the palm of your hand.
That's not a big steak, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, it's not even a Big Mac. A Big Mac has 7.5 ounces.
Wow.
So it's really not all that much meat. And I think the other thing that was a little surprising to people is it wasn't only processed. So it wasn't only, you know, your bacon or your salami. It was all red meat that had this effect.
Previous studies, Dr. Mazes, had associated red meat consumption with diabetes, heart disease, and cancer, all of which, of course, can be fatal. Scientists aren't sure exactly what makes red meat so dangerous, but the suspicion is that cooking the red meat at a high temperature is a culprit.
So that can be one issue. When you burn flesh, you create heterocyclic amines. And, you know, some people love that charred, burnt taste, but that's actually full of unhealthy chemicals that are formed when the meat is burned on a grill.
I mean, typically you'll see on the menu blackened,
right?
Certain kind of fish blackened. I guess you can have your meat black. Yeah, some people like that kind of
right.
That.
And it's bad for you whether it's fish, whether it's chicken, or whether it's meat. So that's the reason why it's probably not only heterocyclic amines, because in this very large study that, as you said, went on for 20 years, they found that if you ate chicken or turkey instead of red meat, you had a 14% lower risk of dying. If you ate fish, you had a 7% lower risk. And if you substituted, you know, non-animal products like legumes or nuts, you also had a significantly reduced risk of dying. So it's probably not only those heterocyclic amines. And I don't think we really do have a complete explanation, whether it's the greater saturated fat, whether it's the iron. You know, iron is a pro-oxidant, so it creates oxidative stress. And actually, nobody, except for pregnant women perhaps and menstruating women who've been told they have anemia, people shouldn't be taking iron as a supplement. Lots of supplements, lots of multivitamins put some iron in. It's not good for us. So the iron in the meat potentially could be a culprit, but we don't actually know for sure why it is.
And when you say a chance of dying, well, we're talking here about this is would be a premature death.
Well, we all die.
Yes,
we all have
exactly.
100% chance.
We all have that 100% right. chance. So I guess this yeah. means you would you perhaps would die earlier than
That's
you.
What they found, exactly. In this study, they found that overall, if you ate a daily 3-ounce serving of meat, you had a 13% greater chance. If it was bacon or hot dogs, you had a 20% higher chance of dying over the 20 years of the study, you know, in these adults that they were following from the women's health study, the nurses' health study. And so they were big, big population studies. And people always point and say, you know, they use food frequency questionnaires. How accurate are they? And you could kind of try to poke holes. But I think the important takeaway point is that we do want to substitute out some of the meat in our diet. And there's a lot of popular ways people are doing that. There's Meatless Monday. That's one way, just one day a week removing the meat. There's a really lovely TED Talk. I don't know if your listeners are familiar, but there's a TED conference at TED.com, which shows for free these lovely talks. So there's a talk called Weekday Vegetarian that was put together by a guy named Graham Hill, who said, I just can't conceive of giving up my last hamburger, my last steak. But he made the point that if people essentially were weekday vegetarians, so all week they ate veggie and then on the weekends they maybe ate meat or steak or, you know, whatever else they felt they couldn't quite give up, we would cut 70% of our meat intake. And this has huge implications also for our environment.
Right. Dr. Victoria Mazes, Executive Director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, is with us on the Buckmaster Show. And on the Buckmaster Show live line, Victoria, put your headset on there so we can hear from Joe Dreyfus. Joe is the host of The Visit program here on KVOI on Sunday afternoon from 5 to 6. Can you hear, Victoria? Let me turn that up a little bit. Can you hear now? Okay. Joe, go ahead.
Well, this study is quite serious to me due to my background in the livestock industry and all the 90-year-old ranchers I know that have lived a lovely life eating beef every day. The information I get from the livestock community is not consistent with this study. So my question is, what group exactly did this study? Who was it, and how was that study done?
So the study came out of Harvard, and it was part of Walter Willett's group at the College of Public Health. They're really considered the leading set of nutrition researchers in the country. And I would understand the livestock industry being upset with this study. Having said that, it turns out that meat and the raising of animals to produce meat uses 100 times the water that it takes to raise a similar amount of food from vegetables. that, again, in raising cattle and livestock for animals, we have more emissions and greenhouse gases produced than all the cars and trucks and buses on the road. And actually, as a society, we eat twice as much meat as we did in the 1950s, when it was really a feast food and something that you had on special occasions. And I'm not suggesting that people have to completely give up their meat, but there's clear health benefits to not eating it daily.
Joe, you want to respond to that?
Well, yes. Not to be insulting, much of that information I've read back and forth, and as you dig into it, is some of it, not all of it, some of it is very accurate, but some of it is conjecture. On the flip side of it, I read one study whereby a tomato has more carcinogenics in it than the same volume of red meat. So back and forth, you know, food is food. It's fascinating to see where these studies come and from whom, and instead of the quote-unquote straight scientific study, you see an agendized type outcome from different groups, and well, that's where I was headed.
Well, thank you, Joe, and stay with us because we'll be talking about something I think we can all agree on, Joe, and that is eating chocolate helps people stay thin. How does that sound?
I'm good with that, buddy. Hey, you know, Bill,
yes.
Chocolate is the key to great babysitting when you're a grandparent.
Okay.
It's the only way to go. Great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Joe Dreyfus, he is the host of The Visit here on KVOI 5 to 6 in the afternoon on Sundays. Why don't we take our break here, Dr. Mazes? We'll take the break and kind of wrap up the red meat discussion and move on to let's talk about chocolate. Everybody likes chocolate, or most people do. Stay with us on The Buckmaster Show. Dr. Victoria Mazes from the Center for Integrative Medicine will have more as we continue.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. 12:20 on this Wednesday afternoon. Dr. Victoria Mazes is with me, Executive Director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. We've been talking about the latest study that comes out on red meat found to raise the risk of premature death. And before we leave this topic and talk about chocolate, Dr. Mazes, Joe Dreyfus brought up a point there about tomatoes.
Yeah, I just want to be sure that your listeners understand that there's a huge body of research supporting the health value of vegetables, especially and fruits, and actually they've been shown to greatly reduce the risk of cancer. Most Americans are not eating enough. I mean, we recommend 5 to 7 servings a day, and most people don't get that much. You need vegetables and fruits to get your antioxidants. They're full of protective phytonutrients that greatly reduce the risk of cancer. So I think that, of course I have my biases, but I'd have to give a thumbs up to vegetables and a thumb down to red meat.
Well, we know. And actually, our callers do not want to leave this subject, so I'll go with the callers. Let's talk some more now. I think we have Greg ready to go about red meat. Go ahead, Greg. You're with Dr. Mazes.
Hi there. Thanks so much.
Sure.
I was curious if in the study, if they provided any information about the source of the meat.
That's a really great question, because I would agree with you, Greg, that not all red meat is created alike. If you're eating red meat from animals who are grazing on grass, whether that's buffalo or bison or cows that are allowed to graze, you're going to get a very different meat. There's a very different balance of omega-3s to omega-6s in their flesh. They're going to have much fewer pesticides. They're going to be treated with less antibiotics and fewer hormones, and it's definitely a healthier meat to eat. And the answer is no. In the study, they weren't able to distinguish the sources that people got their meat from.
Very good question, Greg. I'm glad we brought that up about, yeah, because you see the difference, the grass-fed beef.
Absolutely. Yeah. And here in Arizona, we're lucky that we have lots of farmers that really are producing organic meat, cattle that are raised outside on ranches as opposed to in feedlots, and that's going to produce a healthier flesh. So if you do eat meat, that's the kind of meat you want to be eating.
Okay. Dr. Victoria Mazes is with us, Executive Director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, and we are always happy to have her with us once a month here on the Buckmaster Show. Now, this study about chocolate. What's the best way to stay thin? Well, a new study finds it's exercising and eating a healthy diet full of chocolate. Now, how much chocolate, Dr. Mazes, are we talking about? Should we be gorging ourselves on a box of candy, a chocolate every
year? No, I don't think that's the takeaway from this research project. But I do think it's really quite interesting that in the study, and it was a study of 1,000 adults, and again, they were asked about the frequency with which they ate chocolate. And it turned out that the people who ate chocolate most frequently, for example, a small amount on most days, and they had the same exercise habits, they on average weighed 5 to 7 pounds less than people who didn't eat any chocolate at all. So the highest group was 5 days a week or more of chocolate. It's not huge amounts of chocolate. We you know, it is densely caloric, and there's been some thought that it might be the polyphenols in the chocolate that change the way our body metabolizes calories. And I think the takeaway point from this study is that we've maybe oversimplified, and we've basically said calories in, calories out, how much do you exercise, how many calories do you burn? Well, it turns out that the things we eat have different effects on our metabolism. And so dark chocolate may have a different effect on your metabolism than, say, eating a cookie, even though they have the identical number of calories.
And it is important that you look for the particular chocolate, and it is marked 70, you know, it goes up the percentage.
Right. So we think the healthiest chocolate, not necessarily in this particular study, but in other studies that have shown that people who eat dark chocolate, more than 70% cacao, have lower blood pressure, they regulate their insulin better, they have better muscle performance and more lean muscle mass. So it is that dark chocolate that in other studies has been shown to be the more health beneficial chocolate.
Kind of an interesting study that came out in Details magazine, 10 health foods that may be making you fat. And this is kind of interesting. Yogurt, I guess it's the sugar there that is the culprit.
Yes, and this is another reason why reading labels is really important. One of the things that happened in the era where we paid a lot of attention to low fat is that we took the fat out of foods. Yogurt would naturally have a fair amount of fat. And to make them tasty, because you notice when the fat is removed, other things are substituted. In the case of yogurt, in low-fat and non-fat yogurt, there's often a substantial amount of sugar. And so I would really argue that you're better off, most people are better off with the whole-fat yogurt and the lower amounts of sugar if you're eating yogurt, which can be a source of healthy bacteria, probiotics. But don't be fooled by that low-fat or non-fat label.
Let me quickly run through this top 10 list. I mentioned yogurt, dried fruit, whole wheat bread, smoothies, cereal, brown rice, fat-free salad dressing, pomegranate juice, agave nectar, and vegetable chips. Brown rice is a little bit surprising.
That's a little surprising to me, too. I would consider brown rice to be, for many people, a healthy food. It's a whole grain. It's not polished. It's got fiber. It digests more slowly. So in terms of your carbohydrates, brown rice usually gets pretty good grades, but obviously not in this article.
No. And what about whole wheat bread?
Well, whole wheat bread is interesting because as opposed to brown rice, it's actually not a whole grain. It's flour, which is highly refined and processed. And so it's very rapidly digested by the enzymes in your body, which means it's rapidly turned into sugar in your body, bumps your blood sugar, bumps your insulin levels. It can contribute to insulin resistance. And whole wheat flour is just not very different from white flour. They add back a little bit of the bran, but it's not actually a whole grain food.
Coming up now on 12:28, another minute or so with Dr. Victoria Mazes, Executive Director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. We've been talking about red meat today. We've been talking about chocolate, and now we're talking about 10 health foods that may be making you fat. And I've got to mention this about smoothies, because wherever you go, everybody's doing smoothies. All the fast food places have them.
Right. Well, smoothies sound like a good idea, but it depends on the ingredients that you make them with. I think if you make it at home and you put in some fresh fruit and some yogurt and maybe a little soy milk or almond milk, you could put in frozen bananas if you want that creamier, thicker texture. You could put in a little bit of almond meal if you want some extra protein. That's going to be a healthy smoothie. Sometimes people make smoothies with a lot of greens, but when you buy them at fast food places, often they have a lot of more processed food, a lot of sugar, a lot of sweetener, and they're not the whole fruit healthier choice. But by the way, just mentioning that these things that surprise us, Dr. Weil's going to be giving a talk called What Were We Thinking? Medical Debacles of the Recent Past. And we've spent a lot of time today talking about, you know, things that perhaps are surprising, like chocolate being healthy and smoothies being unhealthy.
Yeah, tell us about that
talk
quickly. It will
be at Duval Auditorium, 6 o'clock, next Wednesday, April 4th. It's free and open to the public. So Wednesday, April 4th at 6 o'clock.
And he has a huge following, Dr. Weil. We were delighted to have him on the program earlier this year. And, of course, he is the founder of Dr. Mazes, your Center for Integrative
yes,
Medicine.
Yes, he is.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. We'll look forward to our visit in April. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks a lot. We've got lots to talk about with the Pima County Administrator, Chuck Huckleberry. He is waiting in the wings here on the Buckmaster Show. We'll talk about potholes to start things going. Stay with us.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 3 days of oral arguments over the president's health care law have come to an end at the Supreme Court. At this point, it's not clear just which parts of the law might survive the challenge. Colorado's governor is getting ready to order a stop to controlled burns, like the one that may have caused a deadly wildfire. It's destroyed or damaged more than 24 homes. A judge in Ohio is ordering a mental competency exam for the teen accused of fatally shooting 3 students in a high school last month. The dress code for the House floor says no hats, so Illinois Democrat Bobby Rush received a reprimand today during a speech deploring the killing of an unarmed teen in Florida. Rush was wearing a hoodie during the speech. The Dow down 88 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:33 on this Wednesday afternoon. Support for this segment of Buckmaster comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. This is a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. And before we get with Mr. Huckleberry, I want to mention that the Tucson Police Foundation having a big event really coming up on this Thursday. It's called Thank a COP Day, and the donations will be accepted to benefit the Tucson Police Foundation. That's the only official fundraising arm of the Tucson Police Department, and KVOI Radio will be doing a live remote from 7 a.m. to noon on Thursday, and that will be at the Texas Roadhouse Park Place, Wilmot, south of Broadway. Chuck Huckleberry joins us now. Mr. Huckleberry, I didn't want to take up some of your time there, but I think it's important to have the community thank a cop. I mean, we need the police.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Good afternoon, Bill. How are you doing today?
Good to see you. And your office, your office was kind enough to send over a memorandum that you have distributed, actually, I think, just within the last couple of hours. Didn't this
we released this memorandum report to the board at 10 o'clock this morning, and it's really for their public hearing of April the 10th, which they're going to take up the issue about how to improve street maintenance on the county highway system, the county highways that we're responsible for.
Boy, is that a hot-button issue.
Yes, everybody likes to talk about potholes
these days. Oh, you're not kidding. I know we like to talk about it on my street up in Fletcher Caeda, up in District 1, and I think it's we're not alone. You can probably go down any street off the primary roads. You're going to have potholes, on the primaries.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, what we have done is basically, since the legislative diversion of HERF started in significant amounts in 2007, I just haven't been able to keep up with maintenance. And so what I've done is given the board about what I call 18 options on how to fill a pothole.
Let's talk about some of them.
And some of them are, I think the board, I think, is poised to take some action and get some things moving on this. We have a number of them in there that obviously aren't going to go anywhere, and what I ultimately did is recommended just five. But if those five are implemented, they could improve our investment in our local streets by about $70 million, which is very significant.
Chuck Huckleberry is with us, Pima County Administrator. He says there are five that might go somewhere. If you'd like to join in the conversation as he is talking about the five, the Buckmaster Show live line is 790-2040, 790-2040. Perhaps you have a favorite pothole or a road repair question. Now would be a great time to give us a call. Okay, so let's talk about the five that look like they may have some promise.
Yes, Bill, what we have done is we've significantly increased in our transportation department's budget funding for maintenance, for road maintenance, for pavement preservation and repair. And historically, we had not been keeping up. We'd only been, in the last year, putting about $800,000 a year in. And what we're going to do is we budgeted $2.5 million this year and $2.5 million for next year. We're going to combine them into one package this year and spend that $5 million right away for a number of repairs to our arterial streets and highways. That's really option one. Option two is one where we're going to take the transportation department has a relatively high fund balance, and they have that because they have very active capital building program going with HERF bonds and the RTA program, and so they need capital funds to continue to fund these ongoing construction projects. Well, $29 million is probably a little high, so we're going to borrow about $5 million of that and move it immediately into street maintenance as well. That's option two that I think has a strong chance of being approved by the board.
Option three?
Option three really looks at taking some of the county's general fund balance. And our general fund comes from property taxes, and we've built it up over the years to now about $35 million.
Wow.
And it really needs to be that high to guard against unknown takes of county money by the legislature and balancing their budget. Our tax base continues to shrink because of the economy.
So is that kind of like a rainy day fund for Pima County?
It would be what normally people would call a rainy day fund.
And so you've got about $35 million in there, and that's kind of your comfort level with that $35?
Yes. We're comfortable with $35, but we're probably also comfortable under the current circumstances of relinquishing about $5 million of that for street and highway maintenance as well. And that's a decision the board will have to make when we consider the budget in May of this year. My guess is that if we don't get any more legislative raids on our revenues, and if we don't have any unforeseen circumstances that obviously haven't arisen so far, that's probably something the board will agree with as well.
So you are moving in what you feel would be the right direction to free up funds to get at least a start on some of this.
Yes, if you add just those three options together, we're up to $15 million. And frankly, we haven't spent $15 million on pavement repair and preservation in the last, I'd say, 6 to 8 years.
Tell me something. You've been involved with Pima County for many, many years, decades. Have you ever seen the roads this bad?
No, I haven't. And what happens is I think everyone says, well, you know, why did you let this happen? And
how
and,
could you? You're irresponsible. You're just
yeah. And what I've done in this report is kind of lay out how it happened, and it's really threefold. One is that when you look at our revenues, they're actually shrinking. 10 years ago, our highway user revenue fund, we had $48 million to maintain the county streets and highways.
10 years ago?
10 years ago. Now, today, in 2012, we have $45 million. We have $3 million less today than we had 10 years ago.
And more roads to take care of.
And more roads to take care of. And what's important about that is that that kind of demonstrates how sensitive the system is. If you then look at what the trend is on vehicle miles of travel, and this is everybody's complaining about the price of gasoline today, and so we've seen a natural shift and trend to higher vehicle efficiency or miles per gallon. Miles per gallon over the same decade has increased 25% vehicle fleet efficiency. And so what that means is that people are probably traveling the same, but they're buying 25% less gas, so that's 25% less revenue because our revenue is based on a tax per gallon. You couple those two items with the fact that our streets and highways are made out of asphalt products, and asphalt products come from the distillation of petroleum, and part of that's gasoline, so we're seeing the same price pressures in asphalt products that we use to repair our streets and highways that everybody's seeing at the pump today. If you look at the price increase over the last 10 years, it's 250%. So you combine all those factors, and yeah, our streets are in worse condition now than they were, I'd say, I know 10 years ago, perhaps 20 years ago.
Chuck Huckleberry is with us, Pima County Administrator, and we are talking about the condition of the roads. Still to come on the Buckmaster Show, we'll be talking about this issue, the war on Pima County and its bonding procedures. But before we do take a break and go to the break and then come back and talk about the bonding situation, Councilman Kasacek of the City Council would like to see some of the RTA money put aside for road maintenance. That really wasn't what the voters voted on 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago, 6 years ago for the program.
That's right. And I don't remember seeing Councilmember Kasacek at any of those public meetings that I attended where, you know, we heard directly from people. They want mobility. They were mostly concerned about highway capacity and transit capacity and getting around town. You know, the RTA held like 300 meetings. And the public spoke very clearly back before the election about we want transportation capacity and mobility. The whole issue of street maintenance rarely came up, if at all, when I recall those meetings. It's come up because of these factors of the legislature really robbing our money from the county as well as the monies from the cities and towns.
Which virtually put a halt to road maintenance.
Yeah, I think we can effectively say road maintenance stopped in 2006.
When raiding of the funding for the city and county.
Yes, the state had been kind of taking HERF money since 2002, but in small amounts for the Department of Public Safety. It really ramped up in 2007, 8, 9, and 10, and 11, and continues in 12 because of the state budget crisis. And so if you think about my plan, it talks about putting out $70 million to make road repairs and fix our pavements. if you add up the total amount of money taken by the state from Pima County, it's $26 million. If you then add in the amount from cities and towns in Pima County, it's $54 million. And so it's about the same amount of money that the state's taken from the cities and towns in Pima County as well as Pima County over the last 4 or 5 years.
Chuck Huckleberry is with us. Mr. Huckleberry giving us the word about the plan that he has as proposed to the Pima County Board of Supervisors. He gave each of the supervisors that plan within a few hours ago. So we really appreciate this is very current news, and also very current, which we will be talking about after the break, is the latest on HB House Bill 2408. And this is about the legislative panel auditing Pima County's bond spending. That's coming up next as we continue on the Wednesday afternoon edition of the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:49 now on this Wednesday afternoon. We are jam-packed with news from Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry. Earlier in the program, earlier in the half hour, Mr. Huckleberry talking about the plan that he's put forward to the Board of Supervisors about fixing up Pima County roads. And today there was some action on HB 24. 408 up in Phoenix. That is the legislative effort to audit Pima County's bond spending. Now, this is sponsored by state lawmaker Terry Proud, who has said she is not a big fan of Chuck Huckleberry. She has said, quote, there's some bullying going around with Chuck Huckleberry. Well, we extended this invitation to Representative Proud to sit down with Chuck Huckleberry here on the Buckmaster Show, but Representative Proud was not available and declined our invitation. So, Chuck Huckleberry, what happened today with this HB 2408?
Well, Bill, I'll talk to the empty chair across the room because I was expecting to see Representative Proud here, but unfortunately, she was probably too busy in Phoenix basically passing legislation, this 2408. Got to remember, this bill originated in the House. It was sent to the Senate. What happened in the Senate is that in Frank Antonori's committee, it was amended to include an audit provision. And it's a lengthy audit provision. Again, no other bond program in Arizona by any municipality, any city, any town, any college, any school district is being audited. Well, this bill is a special bill to audit just Pima County. And frankly, that's fine. We don't care. Our bond program is the most transparent and the most accountable of any program in Arizona and probably the West.
I mean, you've got 35 members on your bond
don't you? We've got 35 members, and we produce a semiannual report with every dollar that's spent. It covers hundreds of pages that this bond committee goes through every 6 months. Every project is accountable. And every dollar is accounted for. So I think, you know, it's fine. As long as they're wasting their own money, it's fine. They're going to be wasting our time. I think the bigger problem with it is that I think Representative Proud and others would like to, and I think she's even said this on a couple occasions, is that the bond program is very Rio Nuevo-esque. Well, you know, that's like throwing mud. And what it does is it creates doubts in voters' minds. And so my guess is that during the pendency of this audit, which is just fine, takes a year, takes 2 years, it's fine. We will comply with it completely, completely cooperate with the Auditor General. But during its time period, you can't go to the voters asking for more bonds. And so the biggest problem is that it puts in direct jeopardy our economic development bond proposal, which is really trying to protect our largest employer, Raytheon.
Yeah.
So it's like we tend to, I guess, send people to Phoenix that turn around and shoot us in the foot. In the sense that we're trying to recover this economy and trying to grow this community and protect jobs, and this does just exactly the opposite.
Terry Proud was quoted as saying, this is a quote, "I think there are businesses that are being threatened to have their permits taken away if they don't jump when Huckleberry says when to jump."
Yeah, that's a pretty ludicrous statement. Obviously that's threatening, and that's something that I think that if she has facts, she could report it to a law enforcement agency, and I could be in big trouble. So
yeah, that's a quote from an article from Howard Fisher of the Capital Media Services on Thursday, March 8th, that was in the Arizona Daily Star. So it's no secret that Ms. Proud, Representative Proud, there's no real warm feelings for you. And
that's fine.
As far as Marana is concerned, the town of Marana has been very much involved in lobbying for this audit as well.
Yes, this is really Marana's legislation, and I think everybody ought to just recognize it, that it's arises out of the dispute and the debate the county's had with Marana over their wastewater facilities. And when you think about the audit issue, I think Marana says as well, the audit's going to prove that we're a donor city and we give more in taxes than we give back in benefits.
And they don't get anything out of it is what they're saying.
Yeah, and I think the audit's going to prove that's not correct. I think what the audit will prove is that the big donor in this program is the unincorporated area resident who pays most of the freight and gets very little of the benefit. I mean, Bill, how many major parks do you have in the foothills? Not many.
No, not many at all. Now, this HB 20, it gets a little confusing because there was also legislation that would have created a new bonding authority, basically.
Yeah, there was HB 2656 that basically would have done away with the Bond Advisory Committee, created a six-member panel that approved bonds that allowed three of the smallest jurisdictions representing 7% of the population to veto any other project. So it was really crazy, and I think it finally gotten withdrawn and amended, and its amendment was to affect lease purchase of property and bonding in that way. And we looked at the legislation that was proposed and said it was just fine because we're doing all those things today. We do every piece of disclosure that's in this legislation. What's hilarious about it is that now we know that some of the other cities and towns are aggravated about it because they didn't. And now the only thing that's good about it is everybody has to live by the same rules. So that's fine. We're under that. We agree with that. If this 2408 had the same principle, meaning let's audit everybody by the state auditor
general. Yeah, every county in Arizona.
Every county.
And city and everybody else.
Everybody who issues debt, let's audit them all. Fine. We'd live with that. We're going to live with this anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at least it'd be fair the other way.
Put your headset on there, Mr. Huckleberry, so we can hear from Clarence on the Buckmaster Show live line. Wants to get back to the road repair question. Go ahead, Clarence.
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hi. My name is Clarence, and I live in the county on a street called Calle de Mauer, which is on the north side of Tanque Verde Road between Houghton and Catalina Highway. Unfortunately, during the 2 years that it took to expand Tanque Verde, the RTA trucks, especially the water trucks, came up and down our street every day several times, and our street is a washboard. It's just been chewed up. I've sent a complaint to the county. I sent one to the RTA, and the response back was, well, you'll just have to live with it. This street is totally destroyed, and it isn't at all the way it was prior to the RTA beginning its construction and expansion.
Okay, Clarence.
I would like to get it repaved.
Okay, can you send your request to Mr. Huckleberry's? I don't want to
absolutely
step on anybody's feet here, but can he call your office?
Yeah, he can call my office, or Clarence, you can send me an email. It's very simple. My initials, chh@pima.gov. And just
give me
the particulars, and I'd be happy to look into it. In those particular cases, we need to go in and fix the road. It's that simple, and we will do it.
Okay, there you
go,
Clarence.
I appreciate that very much. Have a nice day.
All right.
Thank you.
You're going to get some action. People really do, when it comes to roads, I mean, it is aggravating for people when they're coming home every day and they have to go over a washboard situation.
Oh, it's the part of government that touches everybody. And I think we know that, and it's one of the things that people can actually point to and say, I pay my taxes and I'm at least getting something back for it. So much of our local government is in the area of police protection or courts or indigent health, where the average taxpayer really doesn't see much benefit to them personally, except for a healthy community and a safe community. But roads are personal.
And you do answer your emails.
Oh, absolutely.
Give your email address again.
Email address is chh@pima.gov. And or you can just do chuck.huckleberry@pima.gov. gets both of them get me there. One of them's a lot simpler to write, fewer letters.
Just a few seconds left. Going back to the bonding, so it looks like there could be this county, the bonds, audit of the bond spending. But as far as Raytheon, there is a plan to actually buy about $6 million worth of land around the Raytheon plant.
Yes, we felt it was too important to put Raytheon in continuing jeopardy with regard to urban encroachment. And we've gone ahead out of the general fund of Pima County and purchased that land so that Raytheon never has to worry about urban encroachment from the south and any type of encroachment that could limit their product performance or their product delivery in the future.
12:59, we want to thank Mr. Huckleberry for coming on the Buckmaster Show. It was important, two very important issues, the bonding and certainly the roads. Mr. Huckleberry, have a great afternoon.
You too, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. Chuck Huckleberry with us. The Buckmaster Show brought to you in part by Flowers Rieger, that's R-E-I-G-E-R, and Associates Certified Public Accountants, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at FlowersRieger.com. Who doesn't need a CPA this time of year? And the man himself, Michael C. Flowers, is going to come by the station tomorrow, spend a few minutes with me talking about tax tips and tax questions. You can call in, get your tax questions answered. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.